This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to call the show, I'm going to repeat it one more time. Get a pen, commit it to memory, whatever you need to do. 844-551, that's the speed limit in one, 82, the age of your grandpa, maybe, 55, the speed limit again. 844-551-8255. Commit it to memory and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. So what's up, conservatives? And you occasional leftists that do audit the show, that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, because you try to learn, you learn on the sly. I get it. You're on the down low. It's okay. You don't want to admit it. No problem. I understand. You catch, there's so much vitriol on your side of the aisle. If you even let, if you elude, if you get caught listening to my show, you know what you have to do? You have to lie. I'm going to tell you right now, you better lie or you risk getting a butt whooping by your brethren. They will whoop you good. You listen to that Kevin Jackson Show? They will have an intervention and it won't go well for you. Now, if you, unless you won't be a fighter. See, because this is a show where we fight. I whoop up on the left. I swell your head so big you think you went to McDonald's and supersized them. Booyah! Pop you right in your nose. Oh, man, what do you do that for? Because you're an idiot. That's why you come here asking stupid questions. You come here with no facts. You come here with nothing but emotion. So I'm going to give you something to be emotional about. We're kicking the groin. That's for the guys. And I'll twist the women's, you know, blinky blinks. And then they're all screaming. I just want you to understand. You come here, you better come here ready to back up what you say. You got to back up your idiotic nonsense. Kevin, black people can't get an ID. Since when, princess? Huh? David Duke's brother or sister? Since when can black people not get ID? Mexicans, man, they got to get into America, man. No, Mexico got a country. Mexico ought to be ashamed of itself. Letting all them Mexicans come over to America. Hanging out with the gringos. What's up with that? Kevin, we got to resettle the refugees and Barack Obama. We haven't had a terror attack in America on my watch. What does this Negro define as terror? Boston Marathon bomber? San Bernardino killers? The Pulse nightclub shooters? What exactly does he define as terror? And Obama's got more terrorists running around America. There might be more terrorists in America than there are in the Middle East. Not the Far East. I know y'all, oh, you were going to say the Far East. Yeah, you're right, I was. This is a slip of the tongue. That's okay. I corrected it before you got it. Ha! Take that. Oh, yeah, I'm feisty today. Yeah. For those listening to the program, we don't hear Rush Limbaugh doesn't get feisty. That's right. He can't. He might lose sponsors. Yeah, ask me about sponsors. My producers are like, well, Kevin, do we have any? No. That's what makes us free. People are like, they don't even have any sponsors for that show. We got sponsors for the show, but here's the thing. We ain't making no money. Let me put it to you this way. We're not making enough money for me to be worried about them. Sponsor calls up and goes, Kevin, we don't like what you... Shut up. Click. Shut up. I don't care what you like. Speak my mind. You know why? Because I speak on behalf of these white folks listening to the program. Oh, come on, black people. I know you listen. Asians, don't get offended. You people. I did a whole segment on you people. You know what? So Patrice O'Neill's a comic we play a lot on the show. God rest his soul. He's an amazingly funny guy. And Patrice would do a comedy show. Y'all think I'm lying. Patrice would not consider it comedy until he got somebody to walk out of the show. He would be offensive to get somebody to walk out on the show. Now, see, I'm not doing that. I'm not. Patrice did it because he was, I don't know, Patrice had a little bit of a problem. I ain't going to lie about it. He had a little bit of a problem. He saw the world through a different lens. I see the world through a different lens, but I'm not trying to offend the left. by telling them the truth about themselves. I'm actually trying to save their doggone, God-forsaken souls. This is what I'm trying to do. These are the people that just have no moral character, if none, if they don't have no, they certainly have low moral character. I mean, I could go on. And not only that, smart folks that are stupid. It's one thing for somebody to be stupid. You can look over stupid. Come on, we all know these people. You're like, man, come on. Don't leave that dude alone. He's just stupid. It isn't like you go, but God, he went to college. He works at a job. No, he's just stupid. You know, he's like, oh, he's just stupid. He doesn't know anything. You could teach him something and he wouldn't know it. I forgive the, as they say, forgive the fools. He's just a fool. The unfortunate thing of life is there are some people out there who are never going to have a lick of sense in the way we define it. I still see beauty in those folks. But when you are educated and you can't even listen to reason, nor do you want to, see, I have no sympathy for you. I will just whoop you. I will beat you down, boy. Woo! I enjoy it. Truth be told, I enjoy it. I know y'all don't want to hear this from me. Y'all like, come on, Kevin, don't let people know that about you. No, it's true. We got to deal in truth here, don't we? Wouldn't it be nice if I came here and said, you know, even when I deal with a liberal fool, I just like try to treat them with kid gloves. They're all God's creatures and blah, blah, blah. I don't. I don't feel that way at all. You know, I feel like if you are smart enough to go to school, get an education, and you can think about what clothes you want to put on day to day, and it's not somebody going, okay, now look, we're going to wear the pants. Come on, let's wear the pants. If you're not that idiotic, and you can go in there and go, okay, this seems to match. Yeah, let me go find my socks and my shoes, and you put your underwear on the right way. I have no sympathy for you. You are fair game. I know there are many in my audience. Come on, Kev, show some compassion, bro. Be good, man. What would Jesus do? And I told you guys, I had to take my What Would Jesus Do band off. I don't know, a few years ago when I started doing this. Because if you look at that band, What Would Jesus Do? I was like, Jesus would have knocked a jab right to the lips. Pop. That's what Jesus would do. See, and I don't think Jesus would do that. I was defining what Jesus would do. I had to take it off. Got me a new one. China, 17 cents. What would KJ do? KJ will pop a liberal in the lips. That's what he'll do. Yeah. Anyway, I got a lot to talk about. As you can see, we don't play. We don't play over here. We got a ton to talk about. The N-word is back in the news. Did you guys hear this? The N-word is back in the news. The Democrats got some funny stuff. I promise you, the story we share about the Democrats this hour is going to be... I'm going to crack you up. I really am. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Poverty pimping, you name it. It's all here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So, I was thinking about this. Apparently, there's a product that got shipped to Walmart, and it was describing what looked like a brown, I would call it a skull cap. And the way they described the product, they used the N-word. And I'm going to read this part of the story. It came from the New York Post. Walmart was apologizing after an appalling description of a product by a third-party vendor made its way onto the retail giant's website. You would think the website would already have scrubbed the N-word. It would even scrub N-word because it would be like, if people know what the N-word means. Every time I say N-word, what do you think? Exactly. So that's for just for that. I'm gonna make I'm gonna make everybody listen to the show pay. N-word. See? And people would have you believe you're racist if you think of this word. When does a word become so about the N-word is like Hitler. You cannot name a child Hitler, nor can you wear the Hitler mustache. The N-word has become that. so volatile, yet so freely used. Think about the number of times people reference Hitler. Oh, that's so Hitlerian. Donald Trump must think he's Hitler. He's acting like a Nazi. I mean, it's used indiscriminately. Black folks use the N-word like peppercorn. I mean, hey, what's up, my Negro? Hey, what's up, Negro? So it isn't like, you know, we act like, oh, they're all gone, or we can never do this or never do that. No, there are limits. There are parameters in which you use it, and it depends on who's doing it. The people who own the KKK and the Nazis and the left, the you know, socialism that Hitler did, what do they call it, fascism, whatever it is, define it however you will, are the left. And they constantly throw the word around. Oh, you're like a Nazi. You're like all Hitler. And so-and-so's Hitler. How many times have the left accused somebody on the right of being Hitlerian, Hitler, that or a Nazi? Now, we do it. I throw it back at them, but I do it for one reason and one reason only. I just do it because they, you know, it's one of their tactics, so I like to see how their heads spin when you do it against them. But the fact is, they own it. The same way black folks own the N-word. Don't misunderstand me. It was white people with a variation of the word Negro. It was like, yeah, that Negro fella. And they were like, oh, yeah, yeah, the colored fella. Yeah, that Negro. I'm just using the proper name for him, Susie. That's all I'm doing. I understand. Yeah, well, anyway, the colored fella, the Negro, he was mowing my yard the other day when a squirrel came over to the windowsill and he busted his head wide open. He didn't do it. And we lynched him. No, so here's the thing. It was colored, and then somebody decided, no, let's make the proper name Negro. But black people, the colored folk, said, I don't want to be called colored. You will refer to us as Negroes. So people are like, okay, well, Negroes. And of course, you get the people that get lazy with language. You talking about that Negro? That Negro. And then Negro went to Nigger. That old Nigger boy. And so that's the way it was. It, for those wanting to know if I'm saying the word, I'm not. I'm saying N-I-G-G-R-A is in Nigra. Okay? That's how Negro got sort of prostituted. Because people were too lazy to say Negro. Negro. Now you can't even say Negro. Pretty soon, I will have to beep out the word Negro. Y'all think I'm kidding? If the left get their way, you know when you're losing the lexicon battle when you start to lose words. So anyway, there was Negro, Nigra, and then eventually that led into the other word, and that's where, then suddenly that was the bad variation of it. From colored to Negro to Nigra to the N-word. Well, to the other, now the N-word. And you know, it's all as far as I'm concerned, it's all the same thing. Somebody could call you a colored fella, and he was, but it just missed. I mean, he could have easily have said the other word. And I'm not offended. I don't get offended. It isn't like, because you could be talking to me and say, boy. And you say, yeah, Kevin, man, you're a nice boy. You know, if I'd be like, okay, but if you go, yeah, Kevin, you're a nice boy. I'd be like, oh, you're trying to say something? So should I get rid of the word boy? Or nice young man? So maybe say, "You're Kevin, you're a nice young man. Well, thank you. Kevin, you're a nice young man. Well, I don't think I appreciate that. But we got to make a big deal. The N-word. So here's Walmart apologizing. They had the color of a netting weave cap. I told you, it looked like a skull cap. Protective layer between a person's personal hair and sewn-in hair extensions, which I don't use, just FYI. I prefer to use my own hair. Y'all see me? You've seen pictures? That's me. That's my hair. Anyway, it was described as the color in brown. Whoever described that, I'm telling you, they were Asian. Y'all think I'm kidding? They were Asian. It was an Asian that did not know how to spell Negro, and he spelled the N-word. And let me tell you why I know. Because y'all are like, Kevin, how do you know? Number one, if you're going to get skull caps, you're going to get them from Asia. So I'm not trying to be all Columbo on you. It's pretty evident that would be the cheapest place to get skull caps. Secondarily, Asians don't know how to spell. They do things phonetically. So who knows why he did it. But, you know, I don't think it was a racist, racially motivated thing. But anyway, there was that. And then the second thing is the color, you know, N-word brown. Well, there's a lot of colors of brown in the N-world, you know. I'm just saying that you got people that are as white as a sheet of paper that are black, and you got them blacker than, I don't know, Miles Davis, you know, shadow black, whatever. So what is N-word brown? There's a lot of colors for brown. Big spectrum of brown. I've seen those pantyhose and how they label them. Nude, brown, mocha, caramel. We got a lot of words to describe various colors of brown. So, N-word brown. Pretty funny. Hey, at Walmart, what are you doing? Some said a Twitter user, Kawani Lunas, with a screenshot. New York Times bestselling author Roxane Gay condemned the retail chain, tweeting that dropping the N-bomb on their site was so far past unacceptable. That was the end quote. Shortly after the controversy erupted, Walmart removed the item, replaced the add to cart button with a message stating the item was no longer available. Phew, they got talked out of the item. While we aim to provide accurate product information, it's provided by manufacturers, suppliers, and others, and has not been verified by us. That was the disclaimer. So what? It wasn't actually Negro brown. What color was it? Was it Mexican brown? Vato brown? Barrio brown? I love this story on so many levels. Then a Walmart spokesperson came out and apologized again. We are very sorry and appalled that this third-party seller listed their item with this description on their own online marketplace. This is what a Marquardt said spokesperson. It's a clear violation of our policy and has been removed. And so have they. The Clintons took them out in Hope, Arkansas. Keep hope alive.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. The Democrats have a problem. And it's a funny problem to be having right now. I got to tell you. I was shocked when I read this story. By the way, if you want to reach me, 844-551-8255. Democrats have a problem. They can't locate their core message. I know. They say they expect to have it by fall. So I'm guessing they've got Democrats all over the country out looking. Maybe they've issued an Amber Alert because they can't find their core message. Look, we watched in the 2016 election cycle Hillary Clinton floundering around looking like a fish out of water, blah, 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 searching for that elusive, what do I stand for? In fact, there were 84 core messages for the Democrats before her camp settled on the uber lame stronger together. And I can only surmise that black people didn't feel it. You know, we have a saying in the black vernacular, I'm just not feeling you. So that message failed amongst blacks, or we didn't get the memo, or we got the memo and we didn't read the memo. I don't know, but no worries. The Dems' new core message is now being reworked, and it won't be stronger together. According to New York House Democratic Caucus Chairman Joe Crowley, that message is being worked on. We're doing everything we can to simplify it, but at the same time provide the meat behind it as well. So that's coming together now. The Democrats are working on their message. First, they got to find it. Then they're going to put some meat on the bones and work it out. And then they're going to unleash it on us in the fall. And this is an AP story about the Democrats looking for their message. The admission from the number four House Democrat that his party lacks a clear core message, even amid Republican disarray, highlights the Democrats' dilemma. 8 months after President Trump and the GOP dominated last fall's election, in part because the Democrats lacked a consistent message. I mean, talk about putting it in a wrapper. The lack of a message showcases why Trump won, because the Democrats had no message. Ba-ba-da-boom. They put the beginning and the end. No message. Trump won. No message. Now, is this a shocker? I'm just saying. Funny that the Democrats just now recognize that they don't have a message. Shh. Everybody quiet. Quiet. They're coming. They're coming. I'm curious. When was the last time the Democrats actually had a core message? You know the old saying, if you've lost something, people go, well, where'd you last leave it? Where do you think you last left it? I suggest you look there. I have an idea. You may know. What do you think the Democrats left their last message? Their core message. What do you think? Well, you're on the track, my producer says, with Obama. You're right. You're on the right track. 2008. What was the Democrats' message? The Democrats' message in 2008, they convinced America we needed change, and they gave us change we can believe in. And you know who the messenger was? Baby black Jesus. So I suggest Democrats start there. 2008. Change we can believe in. It seems to me, now I'm just, you know, an outsider here, but it seems to me like maybe America got the message. And in 2016, decided to implement change we can really believe in. So Democrats now search high and low, Amber Alert. Did your phone go off? Is that your phone going off in an Amber Alert? For all intents and purposes, the Democrats really and truly should issue an Amber Alert because there's a message out there. Who knows? Some crazy Republican message kidnapper is molesting the Democrats' message in some seedy hotel room on Route 66. Just saying, this guy, think about it, 1,000 plus lost offices to the Republicans, so they got a lot of rocks to look under if they want to go look for that message. By the way, what's Trump? Anybody remember? 5-0? The Democrats have lost their core message. There is good news, though, folks. If President Trump is a lightning rod for universal hatred, finding their message should be a walk in the park for the leftists, right? Think about all the polls. They tell us Donald Trump is hated. Kevin, he's universally hated. He's only 36% approval rating? We talked about it last hour. Donald Trump, 36% approval. That's what Washington Post and ABC said that. I didn't say that. They said he's hated, the most hated president, Barack Obama, most left president ever to leave office. I bet you Hillary Clinton's still polling like she's winning. So the message is out there. It's waiting, baby. Come on now. Most hated president ever, Donald Trump. What was it? 58% of people disapprove with Donald Trump. 50% of people got him elected. Now 14% have abandoned him. Yeah. And then they don't like his tweeting. They don't like his policies. The dude he's toxic. Oh, wait. No, that's the Democrats who are toxic. Yeah. Nobody's actually said that about Trump. The Democrats are toxic. Okay. Well, I'm off track a little bit because we're trying to help the Democrats find their message before it gets molested. All right. If you see something, say something out there, folks. Do we have a hotline the Democrats can call if they spot their message? So let's see. Donald Trump's hated. However, hatred of Donald Trump may not be the message because Trump wants to, here it goes, Kevin, make America great again. We need a bird. Oh, we have a bird for the Democrats. I'm sorry. I'm using it now. You know what? It's difficult to disagree with MAGA. Make America great again. Think about it. You cannot disagree. What about America first? That's another Trump mantra, right? They can't. I mean, make America great again. America first. You can't go after a dude for doing.
We can't stand that Donald Trump. He wants to make America great. Well, he wants to put America. Okay, we'll get back with you. Our message is still missing.
So where does this leave the Dems? Messageless. But naked in front of a man. And it's cold. You know what I'm saying? So you think about it. Democrats are for illegal immigration. Despite polling, and I'm using my finger quotes, I don't think the Dems want to run on the message of letting illegals overrun our country. I just don't think that's going to work. I think it's been tried. I think that their idea that we're going to get all the Mexicans because the Mexicans are all about it. The Mexicans in America are like, you know what? We left that armpit of a country. We are now over here, and we don't want more. And even the legal Mexicans who have family over there are going, look, there's us and there's them. And if they want to come over here and be good, solid citizens, get in the legal line. Happy to deal with them. But we don't want to bring over squalor. We don't want to bring over people that don't understand that we're trying to build excellence. Would you hire somebody knowing that they do mediocre work? Would you bring on, you say, hey, come be my doubles partner in tennis, knowing that the person is a mediocre or worse tennis player? The way you get people on your team is when they're good. When I was starting to play basketball again, because I played as a kid and I did okay. I wasn't that great, but I was okay. And then I started stinking at it, and I played every day for 2 years. And for the first 6 months, nobody picked me. I was always the guy picked last. I knew it. I was horrible. But I played 2 years straight, and I'm a good athlete. Next thing you know, people are going, they're picking me within two, first and second. I'm not super tall. These guys are picking me over the tall dudes. Why? Because I was good. They weren't picking me because, oh, he's bad. Let me just go and get him because nobody else is going to pick him. I feel sorry for him. We are letting in people. The Democrats are all about mediocrity. Everybody needs a chance, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so said who? Why, who? When did America become the country that says, well, we're going to give everybody a chance? America was built on excellence. Why? We're not going to be dealing with people that deal with mediocrity. The left wants you to settle. That's what they want. They want you to settle. And when Donald Trump says, no, we're going to make America great again and America first, these guys are like, we need a new message. And that's their problem. They can't find one. When we come back, I'm going to explain to you why Donald Trump's message prevents them from ever finding one. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about Donald Trump. Actually, we're talking about the Democrats. And I want to do a PSA. That's a public service announcement. The Democrats have lost their core message. And if you see it, if you happen to see the Democrats' core message, I'd like you to call the show at 844-551-8255 and let us know. If you see something, say something. We will report this directly to the Department of Homeland Security because we would love to help the Democrats get their message. Because you just never know what will happen to a little message that's out there by itself. It's a runaway. The Democrats' message is runaway. With just the clothes on its back. No money. You know the Democrats' message is going to be in the alleys performing who knows what types of atrocious acts on other Democrats that are going to take advantage of it, of the Democrats' message. Hold on, we got a caller right now on the hotline.
Yeah, Kevin, I think I spotted the Democrats' message with Barney Frank. And he was holding it by the hair and had it bent over in an alley in D.C.
The Democrats need a minute. Hey, please help the Democrats find their message. I think this is so funny because it just sneaked up on them all of a sudden. I mean, think about it. The Democrats have been cruising along, you know, whining about this and that. I mean, they had it all together, didn't they? Who was it that was it Jim Carville?
The Republicans ain't gonna be able to get no election in 1,000 years. Oh, Barack Obama, he's a savior. Everybody loves Barack Obama. He's black, and people love him. And the Democrats, the Republicans, they just hang it up.
Okay. Because the Republicans seem to have found their message. I'm just saying. Hey, but you know what? Don't cry for me, Argentina. The Democrats, the progressives, do have a fallback plan. See, illegal immigration can't can't do it with that. But I'm thinking maybe the Democrats are for allowing more massive numbers of Muslim terrorists. I'm not scratch that. Refugees into the country. Perhaps that's going to be their new message. We're the party of terrorism. Woohoo! We're here and we're queer. But wait a minute, but terrorists don't like queers. So hold on, I'll get back with you. I don't think that's quite going to work. But hey, if allowing for massive illegal immigration or allowing Muslim terrorists, jihadis into the country isn't their new message, if neither of those work, maybe. Look, I'm just trying to help them out. Maybe this will do it. Maybe they will retread the old jalopy with, it's the economy, stupid. What do you think? No? Nah. Yeah, we better wait. See, because here's the thing. President Obama is now building a thriving economy. He's not dismissing the economy. He's trying to get rid of Obamacare. In fact, he just said he's going to let it die on the vine. The Republicans don't want to get, oh, we're too scared. We don't know. We're really with the left. We're with the Democrats. Did we mention that we're a bunch of rhinos? So, hey, maybe the Republican rhinos have a message for you, Democrats. Looks like the Dems may have to rely on their old mainstays of racist Republicans and fear-mongering on everything. God forbid they have to go back to those. Because you know they're grooming Kamala Harris. Is that her name? Kamala? I think it's Kamala. Kamala. Kamali. Like a tamale. They're grooming her. She's half black, half Indian. Not Indian, but Indian. You know, across the water, Indian. They're grooming her. So who knows? Here's what I figured out. I'm going to help them again with their message. The Democrats have one common thing they stand for. This is a common thread of everything that they do, and they should really heed me when I say this. Their hatred of sanity. They could be the party that hates sanity. We're the party that hates sanity in the form of conservatives, but they don't want to put that. We hate sanity. We love chaos and illogic. So maybe that's what they'll do. To be relevant, see, the Democrats have to flip 24 GOP seats in the House to take back the House. And I will tell you right now, Rosie O'Donnell has a better chance of being a Victoria's Secret model than that happening. It ain't gonna happen. Don't try to set your watch by that, Democrats. Consider what's being asked of these Dems. All their people want is a message. There's no rocket science here. They're not asking him to build a rocket to Jupiter. It's a message. Kevin, what's your message? I speak on race and class politics, and I kick liberals' butts because they are disingenuous liars. That's my message. That's the quick elevator pitch. I got a message, baby. All people want is a message. Trump's message is simple. Make America great again. And his secondary message is America first. Both messages short and sweet. Common sense, mind you. Come on now. Common sense. But the Democrats can't think of anything. Apparently, all the good messages are taken. No wonder, here's a stat for you. Only 37% of adults think the Democratic Party stands for something. That what I'm talking about stands for something. Only 37%. And you can bet they didn't ask them what. Because if they'd ask them what, if you ask two questions, I love doing the question things on Democrats. And two questions, I could have Democrats spinning on their heads on that. You want to know why? I'd say, what do they stand for? They stand for helping the oppressed and making poor people feel better about themselves. Okay, show me how they've done it. That would be it. Well, you know, because what they do is, well, shut up. Exactly. Slap them in the lips. Here's what's worse. 37% of adults say the Democratic Party stands for something. Only 37%. 52% say the party just, quote, stands against Trump. That's what they're known for. What are the Democrats known for? They stand against Trump. They hate everything Trump. This poll doesn't bode well for the Dems, the progressives, particularly when you consider that the real numbers are probably more dismal. Think about this. The same people that they poll for everything, a bunch of leftists, are now saying, hey, well, the Democrats only stand for something. And 37% of them say they stand for something. I don't know what, but they stand for something. 52% say the only thing they have that drives them, the only common tie they have is they hate Trump. Is that what you're going to go to the poll? Well, I'm going to vote for the party that's just against Trump. See, they don't want to ask the real questions. Do you trust the Democrats? Do you believe in their stance, their policies, their issues, whatever? Nope. They're not going to ask that question. As we saw in 2016, folks, just being anti-Trump is not enough. Leftists want something. I'm talking about their base. They want something new, and they want something now. And many Democrats outside of Washington insist that they have to go beyond opposing Donald Trump and his policies if they're going to make major gains in 2018 and beyond. And they won't. Democrats would make a mistake if we thought pounding Trump and not having an authentic message of our own is a winning strategy, said Ohio Democratic Party Chairman David Pepper. The message of the Democrats has to be about issues that matter to the people at the kitchen table. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg said Democrats don't have to retreat from their opposition to Trump, including talking about Russia, but they must tie it all together with a consistent theme that goes beyond day-to-day news cycles. What is it, Mayor Pete Buttigieg? I'd love to know what you got besides Russia, because when Russia goes, you got nothing. It's very simple, he said. We exist to help people go about their lives, to protect their rights, freedoms, and opportunities. That's not what people think about you, Democrats. House Democrat Caucus Chairman Crowley said that voters may have to wait a few more months before they hear National Democrats' new message. They're sure to have it ready by this fall. Think about that. You can't even say what your message is right now, what you stand for. Hey, Democrats, what's your message? Hey, listen, I know it's a good question. It's a good question. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to table that, and we're going to get back with you in the fall. See, the problem is Democrats have one major problem. Notice how I use problem twice. Whatever message they select has already been taken by Trump. See, the thing is, it doesn't get any better than America first. When you say, oh, we're going to go about protecting their rights and freedoms and opportunities, who's doing that better than the Democrat? You're protecting my rights, freedoms, and opportunities by letting people over here, by letting Muslims, terrorists into our midst? By putting people on welfare that don't care to work, never wanted to work? How'd you do it with that great economy? You had 16 million new people on welfare under Barack Obama. Really? That's helping me?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.